The opioid epidemic is obviously a hot topic right now. What is the Sheriff's Department's role in dealing with the drug crisis?
You know, the opioid epidemic, one of the good things here in Bartholomew County is, you know, this community has realized it's not just a law enforcement problem. We can't arrest our way out of the opioid epidemic. It's not just about the people that are dealing the drug. It's about the people addicted. It's about the family members it's affecting. It's about the people in jail, getting them the right type of treatment programming in the jail if we can, so that they can really start making changes in their life and getting out and being productive citizens. So it's a lot bigger issue than just law enforcement. And I think through the city of Columbus, Bartholomew County, and some local business leaders and organizations, you know, the ASP program, that is huge. It's got buy-in from the whole community. And if you want to stop the opioid issues in Bartholomew County, we have to have buy-in from everyone. And, you know, it's like the Elwoods, you know, they've come up with a matching grant or matching, you know, funding, you know, so to help with education and programming. So it's a big project, and the sheriff's office is a part of that. Part of what we're dealing with is the, you know, what do you do with the inmates that are currently in jail that are there on addiction type issues? And, you know, I'd say 90% of the people that we are holding in jail are there because something to do with drugs. And so you know, we're looking at maybe trying to find some type of evidence-based programming treatment that the people in jail that want help can get it while they're there. You know, the level six inmates that we are holding now that we didn't hold prior to me becoming sheriff averages around 45 people, and those are inmates that are serving their sentence in a Bartholomew County jail, whereas before I was elected, they were serving their time at a state prison. But they've changed that to where that responsibility is on county government to handle the sheriff's office. So those are 45 or so. We average 45 or so inmates in there serving, you know, a year or two. That's a perfect opportunity for those people that want treatment to get some sort of treatment. So we're looking at funding for that, and space and staffing. But it's a community-wide project. The county commissioners, the council are helping with this. And, you know, I think you'll see a difference in several years with how we've responded to the opioid issues here locally. It's too early to see it a big change right now. But I think once we get things going, I think we're going to be ahead of the game, and you'll see the results down the road.